Now in Nebraska, we're seeing many grain fields, plenty of corn and sunflowers. And we pass grain elevators. About 6:45, we arrive at Big Springs, and we find the motel there, the Panhandle. I wanted to mention that we had stayed at the Best Western motels on our whole trip, and they were very accommodating, very nice motels. And we enjoyed staying there. A little plug for Best Western hotels. Next morning, the 26th, we left the hotel about 7:10 in the morning and drove for a while and stopped at a place called Grampy's. We had a good breakfast there. Three pigs in a blanket, as I remember, was three links of sausage with pancakes. Then back onto I-80, and went by the Fort McPherson National Cemetery and North Platte, Lincoln, Nebraska. We stopped for lunch in Ashland at a big ship. We were just 35 miles from Omaha then, but we bypassed Omaha, saw the Platte River, and again, many cornfields. There was some irrigation here too, and there seemed to be plenty of pigs and cattle along this part of the country. We went through Des Moines. We're into Iowa now. Went into Des Moines, Davenport, and then into Illinois about 7:15 that evening, and went off the I-80 into Geneseo, G-E-N-E-S-E-O, which was 150 miles from Chicago. We came into the Deck Plaza Motel. We had driven 4,400 miles that day. This place was interesting because the rooms were marked, designated by playing cards. For instance, on our door was two aces, double aces, and we were in the upper deck, the upstairs of the motel. People seemed confused by this way of designating the rooms. We helped a couple of them find their rooms, but it was interesting. Betty did the laundry there, and also there was a lake beside the motel with many ducks on it, and also duck houses, which I had never seen before. Out in the middle of the lake would be, I don't know how many little houses there were with little ramps up to the house, and every once in a while you'd see a duck waddling up the ramp into its little house, and whether they stayed in there at night must have been. And could be they raised their little ones there because there were baby ducks around, too. Of course, they had a big gift shop there, too, and we visited that. The next morning, the 27th, the last day of our trip, we had breakfast in the coffee shop there at the motel, and then we left about 7:30. And Betty and I drove most of that morning, and we came into Chicago about 10 o'clock, or rather bypassed it. And at 12:30, we were into Ohio. And by that time, Ohio looked pretty good to us. We arrived home at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was a wonderful trip. And I'm most grateful to my son-in-law and my daughter for taking me along. I really appreciated it very much. Thank you. And I'm going to leave the rest of this space for them to make any comments they might want to. Some things I may have forgotten that they remember. So I'll turn it over to them now. Sorry about that. I guess they were tape recorder shy because they didn't record anything for me. But they did leave some notes, so I'll give them to you. The things that they thought of that I missed. Dunk wanted to correct my saying. We got that good Swedish bread and the big hunk of cheese and whatever the meat was. We got that at a little roadside stand where they sold homemade things, and I had said Stuckey's, but we got the Stuckey's we stopped at Stuckey's for candy, I think it was. Then at Missoula, Betty wanted me to reminded me that she had walked halfway across town hunting a place to mail some letters or cards and came back with sore feet. She had new shoes on and almost ruined her feet. Then I forgot, really, I'm sorry, I forgot about the mouse in the cottage. One night, in the middle of the night, I could hear a sort of a thump, 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 and the only thing I could think of was that a mouse had dropped into our wastebasket. We had a paper bag in the wastebasket, and I had found a little piece of cheese on the floor. I think it was after our gang was there, the night that they were all there, came in from their overnight trip, and everybody was hungry, and I think that the piece of cheese had dropped, and I remember the wastebasket was empty, but I had dropped this little piece of cheese in, and that little fellow must have smelled it through the whole wastebasket, because there he was in there jumping, trying to get out. So I hated to do it, but I woke Dunk up, and he came over and took the wastebasket and went to the door, opened the door, and stood with the door open and kept saying, "Go on now, run along now." And I'm sure that the little thing did run along, but it ran back in the cottage, I'm sure, because the next night we were sitting there talking, and I saw him run across the floor under the bed. And I don't think we ever caught him. I sort of forget about that. But we hardly dared tell Betty about it, but I guess she finally did find out about it. So she kept the door to their room pretty tightly closed, because we told her it was in our room. Also, Dunk has made a note of Girardelli Square. Well, I think I talked about that quite a little bit. And then he says Wednesday the 10th was when Jim drove us around through town and went down Lombard Street. And I don't know how I ever could have forgotten that, because it's quite one of the most interesting things in San Francisco. It was a very twisting, winding road and all downhill, and it was quite interesting. We have pictures of it with the flowers blooming along the side of the street, and it's really a lovely sight, but real strange looking, so winding and crooked. Then I think Dunk wanted me to, he probably didn't like my saying we didn't know where he went all the time, so he's made notes of where he went. The one time he went to Legion of Honor, it looks like, where all the famous, kind of why it would be Legion of Honor, but it's where all the famous French artwork is displayed. Then one other time, he and Gary went to the Hyatt House, the hotel that I spoke about when we came back from over at Sausalito that day. We did go in to the Hyatt House then, and he has made the note that it was a fabulous place, which is an understatement, I'm sure. Then the night that Hank and Gary and Dunk went downtown, they just went down to get records. So he's accounting for himself. It's all right. He also saw the museum. Well, we were in the museum, too, at Golden Gate Park, but we didn't quite understand all the things that were in there, but he mentioned the perpetual motion clock, and it was interesting, but very highly technical. I didn't understand much about it. Then at San Simeon, he said there were the ground that the Hearst Castle stood on was 17,000 acres. Quite interesting. Now that's all he's mentioned, and I'm sure we'll think of things, other things off and on, so if so, I'll record them here too. So that's all for now.